and welcome to the TMZ podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton.
I'm Charlie Naff.
And Kim Kardashian is under fire this morning
for not taking a stand.
Right. For basically giving an All Lives Matter type response to a
Free Palestine / Israel conflict.
Yes. Yeah.
She's getting scorched online.
She is. We'll also talk about Travis Kelce is acting now. He's landed his first ever role.
Yeah. I mean, he's done reality TV, but never a scripted show before, and he's got one.
50 Cent is suing his ex, Daphne Joy, for defamation over her rape allegation.
Yeah. We kind of saw this coming because she posted it on social media about a month ago, this wild allegation, and 50 was not happy. Well, now he's taken action.
And finally, in our almost news segment at the end, we're going to discuss Vanderpump Rules and if it's on its last legs.
I think it is. A lot of people think it is.
But to begin with, Kim Kardashian, she was over in Hamburg, Germany on Tuesday when an event she was talking at was interrupted by a pro-Palestine protester and shouting, "Free Palestine, free Palestine." And then she uttered something into the microphone she'd probably want to take back. Let's listen to the clip now.
Okay, it's happened at every event I've done. Free everybody. What? No, free speech.
So I don't know if you caught that, but she said
free everybody. You can't win.
No, you can't win.
Unless you are taking a side, the other side's not going to like you. And it's such a complex issue. I think people don't want to get involved. They don't want to say the wrong thing, but they also, you know, want to be sensitive to people's feelings and people's emotions. I don't think she could have said anything that would have got her praise all around.
Yeah, she should have said anything. And I think that's what a lot of celebrities are doing, you know, especially about this conflict, is just saying nothing. And you still get hate from both sides because, like, why aren't you speaking up? But, you know, then you say free everybody, and then it spreads around the internet, people saying, it's the equivalent of if there was a Black Lives Matter protester there, you saying all lives matter, which is, you know, it distracts from the point that the protesters are trying to make. You know what I mean?
And Kim was very outspoken about the Armenian genocide. So people are saying, you know, Palestine, this is a genocide as well. So how could you speak on that but not on this? So she's getting attacked from all ends. But yeah, I think you're right. I think saying nothing, but then also that gets criticized. People want celebrities to speak out, to take a side, to, you know, help change the narrative of what's going on. And it's just such a complex issue. And there's a lot of opinions and a lot of emotions.
Well, good news for Kim today is that the boos she received at the Tom Brady roast have been removed.
I know. Do you think this is the power of Kris Jenner?
Oh, could be. I wonder. Actually, that's a good point. I wonder if they asked Netflix to remove them or Netflix was just like being altruistic and said, look, we'll take them out.
Well, here's the thing. On the live stream on Sunday for the roast, all the boos were in there. Everybody saw the boos.
Yeah.
On when it was placed on Monday as like, you know, you could click it on your Netflix, the boos were still there up until Tuesday. So for a couple days, the boos were in there and then all of a sudden disappeared.
That's got to be someone making a phone call.
I think so. Either that or maybe Netflix is trying to cut back time, but it was only a few seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
A few seconds. So you think something happened here.
I mean,
someone's pulling strings.
When the Oscars goes to sort of like on demand after it airs like a few days later, do they edit out like the Will Smith slap? Or like, you know, when Miss Universe goes to on demand after streaming live, do they edit out Steve Harvey making that mix up between who wins?
that was so entertaining.
But do they edit out those flubs or do the flubs kind of make it what it
the
was.
Flubs make it. Yeah. I mean, yes, there was a lot of really great moments in the Tom Brady roast, but everybody talked about the boos.
Mm.
That was like such a big part, a hilarious part, not for Kim.
No.
And she did have a very uncomfortable time there. There was a lot of jokes. A lot of comedians made jokes at her expense about her dating life, her sex life. And she seemed to be okay with it. She did laugh at every joke. Even Tom Brady himself made a crack at her. And those are all still in the roast.
Okay.
It's just the booing.
All right.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
On to our next story. Travis Kelce is an actor now.
Yeah.
He just landed his first acting gig in FX's Grotesque, which is...
Grotesquerie.
Oh, Grotesquerie. Wow. I didn't know.
Ryan Murphy's upcoming series. So this is a really, really big deal. Remember, he had that series with Kim K. So he's like taking a chance on people that are not really known for being actors.
Right, yeah.
But Niecy Nash Betts, I love Niecy Nash.
Yeah, everybody.
She posted a video where she's like, guess who I'm working with on Grotesquerie? And you see Travis Kelce. Ooh, big spoiler.
Well, he's been on SNL as the host, but that's kind of been his only acting to date. But
well, he had that reality show. I mean, that's not really acting. He was dating a bunch of girls. Remember, it was like, oh, Travis Kelce's finding love.
I loved that show. He was he's catching so funny. Kelce, he had a girl from every state, so 50 girls, and he would pick the winner.
Who is the hottest girl from the hottest state?
Oh, I don't. It was 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I remember watching it and enjoying it. But it's funny how that guy's now dating Taylor Swift.
I know.
It's like, isn't that crazy? But it'll be interesting to see how his acting debut goes. I'm sure it'll be fine. Like Ryan Murphy will, you know, polish him up and make him, you know, look good on
camera.
Shiny
and pretty.
Yeah, I think it'll go fine. But man, this guy is spreading his wings.
All because of Taylor?
Yes. I'd say so.
All right, we agree on something.
Also, interestingly, actress, is it Yana Kramer?
Oh, Jana. Jana.
I didn't
Jana
know.
Jana Kramer.
Jay was silent.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
What a weird take. I mean, she's from One Tree Hill, like back in the day. She's a country singer. She's had some relationships make headlines, failed relationships make headlines. Well, she totally torched Travis Kelce on her podcast. Here's what she had to say.
It just feels a little corny, cheesy, like loving the attention.
I feel like she is more emotionally intelligent than that. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm like, is he fulfilling? And not because he's an athlete or because he plays football.
To me, he's always drunk. Every time I've ever seen a video, he's just always drunk. And I'm like, I hope that she doesn't go on that. Like, it's just, I see her drinking more now because of like the company you keep, right?
Preach.
Ooh.
I agree.
Oh,
with
you
all
agree.
Of that. I agree with all of that. And that's who I kind of see him as.
I don't really see him as drunk. Really? I see him just like being just like extra, like being like a performer kind of thing.
And often he has a beer in his hand while he's doing it.
Isn't that everybody? Every event you go to, you might have a beer in your hand.
Okay, maybe.
Doesn't mean you're drunk. And also with her saying like, oh, Taylor has been drinking a lot too. Well, we haven't really seen her out for the past 6 years, so we don't know. She also had a song where she, you know, claimed that she was a functioning alcoholic, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's from Travis. I think it's like an unfair look into their lives. It's very judgmental. We don't know. We have never seen Taylor leaving a club with him drunk, stumbling over, slurring their words, flapping their trap at paparazzi.
We never would, though.
But wouldn't that be the sign of being drunk?
I just think Travis Kelce, he is a stud. He's a great football player. He's very handsome.
No doubt he likes attention.
But he's a frat boy. Like, that's who I perceive him as. He's like, you know, he's the high school jock who gets with the girls and he's always drunk. I agree with Yana. Jana. I've never even heard of this name before.
Jana!
I've never heard of Jana Kramer.
Probably forget her after this. But I got some information for you on this story. We're about to break it on the site. So sources close to Travis have a response to this. They say that Travis and Jana have never met. In fact, Travis doesn't even know who she is. She's notorious for making untrue comments about other people's lives to get herself into the public eye and to get press for her podcast, including this ridiculous claim about Travis.
Wow, Travis doesn't know who she is either?
Nope.
We share something in common, Travis. That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see if these two last forever, or if something about his loving partying and attention and her like more being into her craft and, you know, muso, if that pulls them apart. I don't know at this stage.
I mean, it's definitely a different relationship than what she's had in the past. Like Matty Healy, he was such like an intellect, a poet, an artist. And then you had Joe Alwyn, who was a recluse, like wanted to stay out of the public eye. And now she's getting like totally opposite with Travis Kelce.
Maybe that's what'll make it work. Maybe not. Okay, on to our next story. 50 Cent is suing his ex, Daphne Joy, for defamation over a rape allegation she made about him on Instagram. So Daphne Joy was swept up in this this Diddy case.
Right.
She was named like a sex worker in Rodney Jones's
lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. So 50 Cent then like took to Instagram and like, I didn't know you were a sex worker, you little sex worker, you, and kind of embarrassed her.
That's what he does. He's a troll.
To and, which Daphne replied, talking about how he raped her. And was abusive to her. Mm-hmm.
During
their relationship, which stunned everybody. They've got a kid together. They've never spoken badly about each other in the past. So 50 Cent is now saying, you better take that back. You better retract that statement. Otherwise, I'm coming for you.
Right. And she not only refused, but 50 claims her lawyers responded by demanding that he give Daphne millions of dollars. And she also wants him to drop the custody suit, because apparently all this also kind of sparked because, like you mentioned, they have a kid together. Apparently Daphne wanted full custody of their kid, or 50 wanted full custody of the kid, and Daphne, like, that set her off. So she apparently wants him to drop his custody suit in return for her taking down the post that she made the rape allegations, and he calls those demands clearly extortive.
Well, I mean, if 50 Cent did actually do what she alleged, it's probably not in his best interest to sue her over it, because then it all comes out and then the truth will be revealed. So I guess 50 Cent thinks he didn't do it, or maybe he didn't. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, balls in your court, Daphne.
Yeah, I mean, this is nasty. I don't see this going away anytime soon.
Okay, on to our almost new segment, the Vanderpump Rules
finale.
Last night.
Season 11 is over.
And particularly interesting was Ariana still doesn't want to talk to Tom Sandoval. And that pisses off the rest of the cast who need the show to work, you know?
Right. And so the whole season, Tom has been trying to sit down with Ariana to talk about this whole Raquel Leviss cheating thing. During the whole season, he's been working on himself. He's been getting therapy. He's been trying to approach Ariana, and she wants nothing to do with him. And he tried to approach her in the finale to talk to her, and here's what happened.
Ariana, wait one second.
Tom.
I just wanted to tell her I'm sorry.
She doesn't want to talk to you. I already tried.
Them walking up on me, fucking Sheena. He doesn't give a if I died in a ditch or got a deadly STD the way he was around behind my back.
This happened to her. The world rallied around her. She now thinks she is Beyonce. It's bullshit that she can't film with someone.
Ew.
That she stays under the same roof.
Oh no.
It's pretty interesting, because obviously Tom and the rest of the cast would like this matter to resolve on camera.
Right.
Because that's their income. That's what makes them famous and relevant. But Ariana, she's just so over that guy. She's like, if he wanted to talk to me, do it privately. And you know.
But this is not that. This is a reality show about your life. You've been filming your lives for the past 11 years. Why all of a sudden you're like, oh no, let's discuss this privately. Mm. Or maybe she just wants nothing to do with the guy, which I get that too. But like, you got to play it up for the cameras, because we know usually they film the show during summer. Guess what? They are not filming this summer. They've put it on pause, and people are like, oh no, is it over? What's going to happen? our production sources have assured us that, you know, they are still going to be filming another season. But the fact they're not immediately picking up their cameras to film this summer is kind of telling. People think this might be the end.
Well, the show was on its last legs before this Scandoval drama.
Yeah.
And then after it happened and blew up and was the biggest story ever, Rachel Levis, the key component, decided not to come back and film. That sucks.
Yeah.
Now it looks like Ariana, the other key component, doesn't want to film with Tom Sandoval, a guy who started it all. This looks like this show is like, you know, going down a sinkhole, having had a pretty big like moment a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, I don't even know what these people will do if cameras aren't up. Tom Sandoval has lived his whole life, cameras up. That is reality to him, cameras up.
But he has his band. He thinks he's a rock star. He likes to go on tour. He'll be fine. He'll do appearances based on the Scandoval. But everybody else, I don't know.
I think we just, you know, if you were Andy Cohen, you just like go wash your hands of it and go, that was a good run.
Yeah.
Well, let's get out now.
Yeah. And they did like sad music in the end. So people were like, wow, this is the end. It's giving the end.
Okay, hit us with TMZ podcast favorite segment.
Today in history. So today is May 7th.
Okay, thank you.
And we have some good little... Oh,
May
sorry.
8th. Oh,
I'm living in the past.
Can I give you a fact about May 8th? Wow.
Yeah, you got something?
Yes.
What, is it your birthday and I don't know?
It was May 8th. A lot of Australians want this to be our national day.
Wait, why?
Mate.
I've never heard
serious.
Something more dumber in my life.
Wow. Happy Australia Day, everybody. It's May 8th.
Wait,
mate.
Do you guys actually celebrate it back home?
No, but they want us to move it from a different date to this date.
Just like celebrating like the country and like
yeah,
the people.
Mate Day. All right, get on with you.
Okay, Mate Day. Well, on this day in 1970, so Paul McCartney had already left. He already left the Beatles. A month later today, the rock group released Let It Be. This was their last original studio album to hit the record shops.
Okay.
Let it be. Right, that's the song?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. I passed the Beatles test. In 1886, this is a good one, American pharmacist John S. Pemberton developed Coca-Cola, a drink he originally billed as a cure-all tonic. Happy birthday, Coca-Cola.
Didn't it have cocaine in it?
I think it did, which is why it was called Coca.
Oh, damn. Those are the days.
Also, a couple notable birthdays today. Enrique Iglesias is his birthday today. He's 49. Mm-hmm. Saw him in concert. He's still got it.
Okay.
Ladies still go bonkers for him,
okay,
even though he's with my idol, Anna Kournikova. And then also David Attenborough. Oh, I love him. He's 98.
Wow.
I know. He's done so much for everybody. I hope he's really celebrating big today.
He's probably not celebrating that big.
Oh.
Probably in his little home.
Kicking his feet up.
Yeah.
Maybe get a little pedicure at home.
Maybe that. Well, happy Mate Day, Charlie.
Happy Mate Day, Charlie. Thank you for teaching us about that.
Okay, no worries.
Are you trying to take over my segment?
No. Don't worry. It's all yours. Okay, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.